Importance of understanding why our physical form and all external form can also be expressed as form is impermanent brings about suffering when we deludedly cling onto it without understanding and its empty or anatta nature. So this understanding is very important. To understand it clearly, we must have the ability to see its manifestation via mind perception. With clear mindfulness, see the emphasis of mind, to recognize it as condition arising phenomenon. Hence, it is not a permanent unchanging entity, that's why I bold this, that we can cling onto or hold onto as the I and the me, or own as the mind, thus seeing it as empty, empty nature, sunyata, or stroke anatta, because it has no apparent reality. Everything just come and go within the moment, and that's the only reality. But that one is just an apparent reality. Because if it's so transient, how real can it be? And yet, that is the only reality in life, in existence, the present moment, which is that moment when things arise and pass away. Also, a cultivator needs to develop the wisdom to understand why form is external manifestation of mind. So that time, I just give you this hint. Inquire why I say form is external manifestation of mind. Without mind, do you think you can perceive form? You can't, isn't it? That's why via a clear and stable daily mindfulness cultivation, you will understand this. Then you realize form does not exist until you perceive it. That's why form that is being perceived is actually an external manifestation of mind. When you perceive it through the external object, the external form, then you take it into the mind. That's why that external form has become a manifestation that your mind created. So form is external manifestation of mind. Where you see it, hear it, smell, taste, tactile, feel, and through the memory, recall. All these are to the mundane mind in the form of consciousness and its content. So that very perception of form is the creation from the mundane mind. That's why we call it form is external manifestation of mind. Without the mind, it cannot manifest. Understand? That's why it's called external manifestation of mind. Then form delusion can be very powerful. Hence, if you can't see form, which we have gone through, you can't see mind, because form is much more grosser. Whereas mind is more subtle, or very subtle. However, with wisdom, born of the direct seeing, form and mind delusion will cease to be, leading to enlightenment in the here and the now. So now you understand how form delusion can create a lot of problem to human beings or living beings. So form delusion can be very powerful because we tend to grasp at everything we come to perceive through the senses. The moment we open our eye, the seeing consciousness manifests the external color shape and form. Everything that you come to perceive within your seeing consciousness, they arise already, appear so real and so luring, and it can even entice you to believe that they are real, they exist. Then you can touch it, feel it. That's why it's so solid. How can you say this is not real? This does not exist. No, they exist within the conventional term. Because whatever that is perceivable by the mind to the human being is real, perceptible. Whatever that the senses of the human mind cannot perceive, they say don't exist, not real. But we have proven that that is false. Because within our phenomenal world, there are a lot of frequency that is beyond our senses. Certain type of frequency we can't see, whereas the non-human, they can see. The devas, they can see. Then some range of hearing consciousness, the vibration, when the pitch is too high or too low, you cannot hear. Your hearing range, the audible frequency, is limited. That's why whatever we can perceive through our senses is limited by our form and mind. And that is the reality. So unless you meditate, develop the awareness nature within, you cannot go beyond what you have comprehended through your thought process via your senses. Via our senses is very limited. Whereas consciousness, the inner awareness, that one is beyond thought, beyond mind. It's way beyond what the mundane mind can grasp, cling, and understand. That's why if you cannot realize the awareness nature within, or stay with the awareness nature to develop the wisdom and the understanding and the cultivation, you cannot progress within. You cannot progress beyond, the word should be beyond, your mundane consciousness ability to comprehend things. Because the mundane mind can only develop knowledge. That's why it's thought-based, knowledge-based. It cannot understand things that are beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond the conditioned world. Yeah. So all this development of wisdom and understanding, you can only realize them when you have gone beyond thought, beyond mind, to realize the nature within, which is our pure awareness nature. The nature that first manifests from our Buddha nature or the source. And that is the one that living being cannot gain access to, cannot develop the ability to see it or realize it, and because we are so heedless, deluded. We think a lot since birth until now, so conditioned. Without thought, we cannot live. We are so dependent on the thought process. So this awareness-based meditation revolutionized the understanding of the teaching, the Dhamma. That's why the Buddha emphasized so much on sati, mindfulness, awareness. It's not so much on the thought. The thought is to understand the karmic process, the conditioned world's nature's law, means the conditioned Dhamma within the conditioned world. But beyond the conditioned world, to realize the unconditioned Dhamma, which is transcendental, you need the awareness nature. You need the direct seeing, the awakening, to see things as they are, to go beyond thought, beyond mind, to realize the Dhamma that has the unique characteristics as proclaimed by the Buddha under his proclamation of the Dhamma that he has realized. That's why he says, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And that is the first unique characteristic. Then followed by this Dhamma, he said, not only well expounded, it is sanditiko, can be realized in the here and the now. Then it is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond mind. That is the third universal characteristic. Then it can be investigated upon. Where is the truth? We stand up to investigation. That's why he called it ehipasiko. Yeah. Then opanayiko, leading inward to the heart. Then pachetang, veditabo, venuhiti, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So these are the beautiful, unique characteristics of the Dhamma that can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves, through the cultivation of this awareness-based meditation, to realize the inner awareness within. Okay?